Happy TGIF. Well, our clouds will be mixing with sun today. However, the wind will pick up and temps, even though they'll touch 70, the wind, that's going to make it feel a lot cooler. So, you know, dress accordingly. And 40s late tonight. How about that? Now, weekend, sunny, brisk winds, highs in the 60s, 40s at night. And again, remember, this is the last weekend of summer. The stretch of dry weather will continue through at least the middle part of next week. Even though fall will arrive on Tuesday in the morning, temps will be headed into the 70s to near 80 next week. And again, there's not much in the way of rain, at least through Thursday. All right, over to the tropics. The remains of Sally passing off the mid-Atlantic coast. Now we have a powerful Cat 4 hurricane, Teddy. 140 mile per hour sustained winds. He is going to pass just to the east of Bermuda Sunday night and then head north, likely hitting into Nova Scotia next week. There are some signs that it may bend a little more to the left and head toward Maine, but we'll watch it. He's going to keep the ocean really pumped up, so rough surf up and down the east coast. Then we have a depression, believe it or not, in the Gulf of Mexico. It's probably going to get named Wilfred, and it probably will become a hurricane. The track is really going to be tough. There's a lack of wind upstairs, steering currents in the Gulf of Mexico, but it looks like it may want to take aim on the Texas coast. Let's hope it doesn't take aim on the central Gulf Coast, because they just had tons of problems with Sally, and that's the last thing they need. So we'll have to watch that as well. All right, the info that I talked about yesterday concerning deer and that virus, the good news is that it cannot be spread to humans. So we're off the hook on that one, thank goodness. I'm going to head to the lake in the cabin this weekend. It's probably going to be the first weekend that I'm going to need to turn on heat. Remember, it's a cabin, not a house. I think much of us will probably get by without turning on the heat this weekend, but I wonder. Also, I'm wondering about outdoor dining, especially in New Jersey. That's where I'm headed. How it's going to be affected by the cool wave. Hopefully these places will have outdoor heating. Otherwise, I think you're going to need to eat with coats and hoodies on. Enjoy your last weekend of summer. Comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com. And remember, stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.